the Rama quotes a custom, a minhag, not to wear big day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, that this coming Shabbos, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, the Rama quotes a minhag about not wearing big day Shabbos. And the Vilna Gaon is cholek. The Gra disagrees and says you should wear big day Shabbos. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Vilna Gaon and the Rama? So it seems to be that the Rama is lishitason. The Rama is consistent with his view all year round. The Rama writes in Hilchas Avelis that all Yud Beis Chodesh, an Avel, should not wear Big Day Shabbos, but he should wear Big Day Chol. And the Vilna Gaon disagrees and says, you should wear Big Day Shabbos, because if you're not wearing Big Day Shabbos, everyone's going to know, oh wow, this person's in Avelis, and that will be in violation of the principle of Avelis Bifahesia. There's a public form of Avelis that one cannot even though there's halacha on Yontif, there is no Avelis. So Machlokes Rishonim, whether it means no Avelis at all or no Avelis Bitzina. And similarly, we have the Machlokes as well by Shabbos, that on Shabbos you could have Avelis Bitzina, but not Bifahesia. So therefore, not in public. So therefore, the Gra says, by wearing Big Day Chol, you would be in violation of Avelis Bifahesia. Therefore, he says, you should wear Big Day Shabbos, not Big Day Chol. So it could be that both the Rama and the Gra agree in principle. It was just different realities. The Rama lived in Krakow, very poor town. I think it was a 1 or 2 block long, the whole city. So for him, that's the way people, wasn't evident. There wasn't that much of a difference between your Big Day Chol and Big Day Shabbos. And therefore, no one really noticed if you were wearing Big Day Chol. So therefore, that was the minhag of the Rama all year round. And that was that when a person's in Avelis, he wears Big Day Chol. And so too on Shabbos Chazon. Well, the Vilna Gaon, I wouldn't say he lived in rich Vilna, but it was, and it's definitely not like affluent North America, but it was, maybe it was greater than Krakow. And therefore, it would be evident that if you walked into the shul of the Gra, if you're wearing Big Day Chol, it shows you're doing Avelis Bifahesia. Therefore, the practice was that you should wear Big Day Shabbos. In fact, we see the Vilna Gaon elsewhere is also concerned with Avelis Bifahesia on Shabbos. There's a, we know Friday night, we sing L'chol Dodi. So there's a minhag, it seems to be in most shuls, many shuls that I've been in, that when they sing L'chol Dodi Friday night, they sing to the tune of Eli Tzion V'Areha, which is, you know, a Tisha B'Av Nigin. So apparently the Vilna Gaon was against. The Vilna Gaon didn't like the practice of singing Eli Tzion to the tune of L'chol Dodi to Eli Tzion. He thought that it shows, look, at Shabbos Chazon, you're doing Shabbos, you're doing Avelis Bifahesia. Therefore, the Gra was against it. Either Minhag Yisrael as they do it. So, number one is, it could depend also what shul. Like, it depends if you do the, it could be certain shuls, they do a different niggin, and the chazan gets up and picks a tune. So, it's not recognizable. Okay, I like Eli Tzion, I like Kalbach, I like him, so. But let's say in a shul, which you have the same tune that you do Kalbach every week, and now you do Eli Tzion. So still, number one is, especially Tisha B'Av time, it's in the summer, and most shuls make early Shabbos, so it's not even Shabbos yet when you're singing L'chol Dodi. Because let's assume we're going to be makabel Shabbos by Mizmor Shir. So number one, it's not really Shabbos, so it's not a Veilas Befahesia, perhaps. And also, singing a tune of Elita isn't really a Veilas Befahesia. I mean, it's an extension of the principle, so the Gra, I don't know if he was saying it, Meikar Adin, he just didn't like the practice, because it has a little shemet of Avelos Befehesia. But either way, that's the Machokas, the Ramah, and the Gra, whether you wear Big Day Cho on Shabbos. We go with the Gra. The minig here is that we wear Big Day Shabbos all year round. We read it, we wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, as well as an Avel who's in Yud Beis Chodesh or Shloshim, they wear Big Day Shabbos all year round as well. We don't assume it's in violation of the custom of not to do public mourning on Shabbos. And this is a shaila in general Avelim have throughout the year, is on Shabbos or Yontif, do you go to a Kiddush? Do you go to a Shalosh Shittos? So to go to a Kiddush, so yesh v'yesh. So if you're the rabbi and at your job, or you're giving a shiur there, so that's one thing. But the question is, would you be noticed if you weren't there? Let's say you don't always go, and lo ra'inu ein raya. So that's a discussion. Some want to say that you should. It's not going to be a big deal. You don't always go. You shouldn't go. As I say, if you always go, it's avelos b'fahesia by not going. All of a sudden, you've been going for the past 10 years, and now you disappear during the Kiddush. So therefore, yesh v'yesh, different menhagim in Klal Yisrael. Speak to your local rav or posek on how you're going to deal with that issue during your year of avelos. And I know some who didn't even go into Shabbos. Sure, that's already a bigger chiddush, because not a bigger chiddush, but that they're taking a step further. Even those who would say that you don't go to shul for Shabbos, you don't go to shul for kiddush, but Shabbos is already, it's more miseder hatfilah. In other words, the minig in most shuls are l'chadchila. You're supposed to have at least Shabbos shuls after zman hamincha l'chadchila. But the minig is, you daven minchin shul, you go into shalosh shudas, and then you go to ma'ariv. So it's kind of like the seder at tefillah. So one doesn't have to be concerned. You don't have to run out and not go to shalosh shudas. So poskim are much more, with those who are machmir or meiko, depending on which way you look at it, but those who say that an avil should not go into the kiddush during Yud Beis Chodesh, among those who say you shouldn't go in for a kiddush, there are many of those who would say that for shalosh shittos you would go in, and apparently there must be some that say that even for shalosh shittos you don't go in. And we're not an issue of avelos b'fehesi, you don't have to go, it's not something you needed, and therefore one should stay away from all these types of simchas, even on Shabbos and on Yontif.